Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central here on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caribou, and we are wrapping up a Green Bay victory over the Denver Broncos yesterday. Final score, 49-23. Packers go to 4-0 on the NFL season. Later this show at 8:45, so just about 10 minutes away, we'll have Packers tight end Tom Crabtree joining us, breaking down the victory, congratulating him on the victory, asking him how it feels to be 4-0. And thank you, everybody, for joining us once again. If you want to join the conversation today, please feel free to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV. Your comments will get through to our live blog, or feel free to use that handy-dandy little Twitter widget on the left-hand side of the page. That may be the only way your comments get through today. But, again, fantastic win by the Packers yesterday. 49 points. 49 points. The Packers, before the Monday night game is being played tonight, the Packers are number one in the NFL in scoring offense. Number one. With averaging 37 points per game. And guess who number two is? The Detroit Lions, tied for number two, averaging something like over 33 points per game. Those are two pretty good teams in the NFC North, are they not? The two undefeated teams, the only two in the NFL, both reside in the NFC North. And wow, I mean, who would have thought the Packers and the Lions would be the last two undefeated teams? It probably wouldn't have surprised a whole lot of people if the Packers were. And I think people were starting to believe in the Detroit Lions, but to believe they'd be 4-0, I don't know if many people saw that coming. But anyway, how about if you live in Wisconsin, and I know the majority of people listening to this show are, not that everyone isn't, we love our Packer fans everywhere over the country and throughout the world, but if you are a Wisconsin sports fan, how good of a weekend was this with not only the Packers' victory, but the Badgers beating Nebraska, top 10 team, on Saturday night, and then two Brewers victories in the playoffs in the NLDS over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Brewers go up 2-0. They only got to win one more game, one out of their next three, to advance to the NLCS. How about that? Fantastic, fantastic weekend. Midwest fan checking in our live blog. Good morning. Good morning. In addition to the Packers victory yesterday, kind of two late developing stories. One, good news, and one, bad news. The good news being wide receiver Jordy Nelson signing a three-year contract extension with the Green Bay Packers. Jordy Nelson, just an emerging player for the Packers, seems to get better with every year in the NFL, having the touchdown yesterday, and then signing, reportedly, from ESPN, a three-year contract extension. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Packers for locking him up, an absolute threat with the football. In the bad news story, and on our live blog, GB Packer Fan 1963, writing, "Well, folks, put a fork in Johnny Jolly, he's done." Yes, the news, just the late breaking news yesterday, Johnny Jolly arrested on drug charges once again. What is this, the third time, the fourth time? You know, there was perhaps a glimmer of hope that Johnny Jolly might be able to return to the Packers at some point after his suspension. I mean, it was, you definitely thought a year ago Johnny Jolly had a chance to return, you know, after his original suspension handed down to the NFL. They were saying after the Super Bowl he could reapply. And you know, it didn't take long after the Super Bowl and Johnny Jolly was arrested again. And certainly that was bad enough. And after this time, you know, you thought, oh, wow, I mean, okay, his original suspension is done, but now he had this other arrest, and I mean, it just, things are not looking good at all for Johnny Jolly, and we're talking about the March-April time frame here, and now fast forward to present time in October, and his fourth arrest, that any glimmer, and it probably was very slim hopes to begin with, very, very slim, probably slim to none to begin with, but anything, that if that door was open a crack, it's closed, it's locked. Johnny Jolly is never coming back to the Green Bay Packers. I don't care if he found out to be innocent on this most recent charge, and I mean, it's, the chances are, with the fourth arrest, that he's innocent, I have to imagine are pretty remote. This is a guy whose time is officially done as a Packer, and you can only hope the best for him now in life in general. I mean, here's a guy who had it all. Before he was suspended, had his best season as a professional, as a starting member of the Green Bay Packers defensive line. Really did a good job back in 2009. Was the reason the Packers were so good against the run back in 2009. And now, you know, several arrests later, you just hope the guy gets his life back in order. I mean, right now he's been, you know, what has he been on probation, I think. And, you know, he very well could be going to jail, prison. I mean, there were allegations of not only drug use, but drug distribution. GB Packer fan 1963 commenting on our live blog, it's called accountability. Jolly is going to live his mistakes. He is now. You can only hope he lives and learns. Because I think any shot at the NFL, and not just Green Bay here, any shot at the NFL is you know, out the window. But so that's the sobering news today. How about we stick to happy things from here on out? The Packers are 4-0, right? 4-0. Only one of two undefeated teams in the NFL. How about the other team that was undefeated? Past tense, was. The Buffalo Bills, with their starting middle linebacker, Nick Barnett, a former Green Bay Packer. Crazy NFL, isn't it? It's just so unpredictable in the NFL. The Bills go and beat the New England Patriots a week ago, and now they can't even beat the Cincinnati Bengals, arguably the worst team in the NFL. Very interesting. Next week, the Packers have the Atlanta Falcons. Another big game. Primetime, isn't it? NBC. Sunday Night Football, if I'm correct. I'm just going off the top of my head here, but I'm 99% sure that's the case. And you know what? Once again, there's a pretty darn good chance the Brewers and the Packers are going to be going head-to-head again next weekend. Game one of the NLCS, no matter how long it takes the Brewers to clinch here, no matter if the series goes 3 games, 4 games, 5 games, unfortunately, the Packers, you know, they have a night game, and the Brewers, that's probably going to be a primetime game, unless for some reason TBS moves it up. It is a Sunday. It happens on a Sunday, but boy, when you get to the NLCS, almost all those games are in primetime. It's a shame that fans have to, you know, be competing against those. Anyway, it's 8:45 here. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get Packers tight end Tom Crabtree on the line to talk about the game and wrap up a Packers victory over the Denver Broncos. Hang on, folks. We're going to get Tom Crabtree on the line, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Railbird Central here on CheeseheadTV.com, and joining us right now on the line is Packers tight end Tom Crabtree. Tom, after a win like that, are you in pretty good spirits today?
Yeah, I'm in great spirits, actually. Starting off 4-0, so couldn't be happier right now.
I imagine. This team is undefeated, one of only two teams in the NFL right now that don't have a loss. How long is this ride going to last?
We're just going to take it one game at a time. We're not going to get caught up in looking long-term and seeing how long we can keep this thing going, but just going week to week, so and hope that it keeps up.
Always the diplomat, Tom. But that's hey, that's the way the Packer fans want you. They don't want you saying we're going to go 16-0. So that gets people in trouble. But anyway, the offense is putting up unprecedented numbers, though. Do you get the feeling this offense can just outscore opponents?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said last week, you know, I think our biggest opponent on offense is ourselves right now. And even yesterday, we definitely had some mistakes. You know, especially I know personally I had some mistakes that they're correctable and that can definitely help us put even more points on the board.
Can you talk about Aaron Rodgers for a moment? He's playing at a near unconscious level. He just seems to be so in tune with his receivers. Can you talk about the level he's playing at and the preparation that it takes to get there?
It's definitely obvious he's playing at an unbelievably high level right now. It's crazy some of the numbers he's putting up and some of the plays he's making. It's really unbelievable, and it definitely doesn't come easy. We all, as an offense, the time we put in during the week, and I'm sure the time Aaron puts in on his own, even away from the stadium, is, that's definitely one reason for the success we're having.
Fantastic game by Aaron Rodgers yesterday, but we're talking to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. Tom, what did the team see with the onside kick yesterday? The way it looked like to me was the Packers weren't just being gutsy. It looked as if somebody saw a flaw in their scheme or what the players did or the way they lined up, and somebody had to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think we just, more than anything, we wanted to be the aggressor yesterday. We knew they were going to come in pumped up and ready to take their shots. So I think more than anything, that play was kind of just, you know, to try and set the tone and kind of let them know that, you know, we were going to be kind of calling the shots yesterday.
Can you tell everyone what goes on a Monday, Tom? As fans, we know the Packers don't practice today, and I assume you go over game film, but what do the players and coaches do today? Can you shed a little insight on that?
Yeah, I'm actually over at the stadium right now. I'll get a lift in, and then we'll go over film as a team. We'll go over special teams film together, and then we'll break up and go over our offensive and defensive film, and we just, you know, we correct the mistakes from yesterday, and so that's pretty much what goes on a Monday.
Here in Wisconsin, sports fans are obviously excited about what's going on. Back in April, Tom, you threw out the first pitch for the Brewers' season opener, and now the Brewers are in the playoffs. Are you a Brewers or a baseball fan, and are you paying attention to what's going on elsewhere in this state?
Definitely. I'll admit I wasn't a big baseball fan. Probably last year, but this year with us throwing out the first pitch and being able to go to a couple games there in Milwaukee, I think it definitely kind of got my interest, and so I've definitely been as much as I can, checking out the scores and turning on the games at night when I have a chance. So I would say I'm pulling for the Brewers right now, and it's pretty cool to see the role they're on right now.
I know it's early and the next game is 6 days away, but let's look ahead very briefly to the Falcons game next week, if even a little. What do you see from this team coming up?
Well, it's going to be, they're definitely a talented team. I know on defense, just from what I remember last year, they're an athletic defense, good pass rushers on the edge, and just solid in every aspect of their defense. So we'll get into their film later today and kind of go from there.
Are you ready to throw a block or two on John Abraham?
Oh, yeah, whatever we need to do, yep.
Great, Tom, sounds good. Congratulations on that win yesterday, and once again, thanks for joining us here on Cheesehead TV.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Packers tight end Tom Crabtree, as he does every Monday, joining us here on Rail Bird Central. Great to have him, and such a great guy as to boot as well. So fantastic. Wrapping up a Packers victory 49-23 over the Denver Broncos yesterday. How about that offensive performance? It astounds me. If you have yet to read the article by Bob McGinn in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, technically I don't think it's in the paper form. It's the online in their Packers Insider section, so you actually have to be a subscriber. But his insight into the Packers is fantastic, and he lays out just how good this Packers team has been so far this year. They are on pace to, if not break records, be right up there with the best offensive teams in NFL history. Not just team history, organizational history, NFL history. I mean, again, we are only through 4 weeks here in the NFL. I understand that. I admit that. And it seems at least Tom Crabtree, if he's representative of every player, I don't know if he is, but I mean, he's got his head, wound on pretty tight and says they'll take one game at a time. And like I said, that's all you can ask from a player. We can sit here on this show and talk about the Packers going 16-0 if we want. I don't think that's going to happen personally, but hey, I can't fault anyone if they want to say that. No reason for being lofty if you're a fan of the Packers. So, But it's Pack fan from Illinois here says, going to be tough winning in Atlanta this week. It always is. Atlanta's a good team. They were a playoff team last year that had a better record than the Packers, and they got to host a game. And the Packers lost there last year during the regular season. So these are no slouches, even though they have a 2-2 record. It's kind of surprising they have a 2-2 record so far this year. You kind of thought they'd be, wow, this team is really going to improve this year. They're really going to be a better team. They're going to have Julio Jones, and didn't they add the Minnesota defensive end Ray Edwards to go across from John Abraham. So got a little bit more of a pass rush there on the edge, as Tom said. And this is a good team the Packers will be facing, and the nation's going to be watching Sunday Night Football next week. The whole nation will be looking in and on two pretty good teams, two playoff teams from a year ago. Here we go, Midwest fan, looking ahead here. Rodgers is on pace for 5,300 yards and 48 TDs. Wow. Let those numbers sink in for a second. 5,300 yards and 48 TDs. No doubt about it. I mean, those rank right up there in NFL history. What is the NFL record? Is it, you know, is it 49 TDs by Dan Marino? Something like that? It's right about that number. I forget the exact number off the top of my head, but it's right there. And 5,300 yards, that's, I don't even know. It's, okay, Tom Brady had 50 in 2007, Midwest fan said. That's right. Just a couple years ago, Tom Brady broke Marino's record, if I'm correct. And 5,300 yards, I mean, to break 5,000 is just astounding. Not to say Rodgers is going to break 5,000, but on pace for at least right now. I was in a little bit, it shouldn't surprise me, I know I've heard this before, but yesterday, Aaron Rodgers set a career high in yards in a single game with 408 he had yesterday. Isn't that almost, you know, kind of, I would have thought Aaron Rodgers would have more than 408 yards in a game. As well as he's played, I would have thought. I mean, I don't know. Perhaps it's just me being a college football fan, but I mean, it's like if there's a 400-yard passing game in college football, you don't even like bat an eye. It's like they become commonplace now. Not, I mean, 400 yards is always a good game, no matter what. But I mean, it's just like it's you know, doesn't, you know, surprise you to see something like that. Taryn for 12 comments on our live blog. The Packers are looking like the hunters. Mike McCarthy's preseason mindset. Be the hunters, not the hunted. Yeah, I mean, that's the outlook you've got to take if you're the Packers. You know, everybody else is going to have the target on their back. But if the Packers act like hunters, you know, that's what they want to do. They're gunning for another Super Bowl trophy, and they're playing at a high, high level right now. At least the offense is. We haven't talked too much on the defense here. Revolution MDK comments, Rodgers already leads several categories, RE interception percentage. No doubt about it. Packers fever commenting on our live blog. Rodgers remains number one rated quarterback in NFL history with a 100.5 rating for his career. Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers is now officially the only, yeah, I mean, he's number one, obviously, but he's the only player in NFL history to have a rating over 100 for his entire career. Entire career. These are just mind-boggling statistics. Mind-boggling. GB Packer fan 1963 comments, the Dirty Birds are going to be looking for some retribution next week after the spanking they got last year. Yeah, the Atlanta, you know, of course the Packers went into Atlanta during the playoffs, and that wasn't even a game last year. Maybe it was for a quarter, but the Packers put that one out of reach by the end of the game. Midwest fan says, I think it was a Packers record as well for passing yards in a single game. Yeah, I just, you know, we can talk about superlatives till the sun comes home, I guess. I mean, just people throwing out statistics and here, it's astounding. I mean, I'm at a loss for words at time to talk about how well Aaron Rodgers is playing. Question here. Do you think Shields is a little gun-shy in his tackling after shoulder injury during the Super Bowl? It sure looked like it to me. You know what? Sam Shields is not tackled well. And, you know, I just don't think that's his personality. He's not a tackler. What you saw yesterday from Sam Shields is you know, the positive you're going to get from him. That's why he's a member of the Packers. He is fantastic in coverage, and he's speedy as all get out. And he's whenever he touches the ball, he's a threat to return it like he did yesterday to the tune of 60 yards. But he's not a tackler. And, you know, it's, I suppose if there's any position on the team where you can afford not to have a good tackler, it's at cornerback, especially the ones, you know, not like Charles Woodson on the interior when he defends the slot, but the guys who defend the outside and are frequently following wide receivers deep down the field. But I mean, certainly Sam Shields earlier this year has looked terrible and not tough at all. Yesterday, I'm really, you know, he made that diving attempt at a tackle at Eric Decker, and some people kind of complained about that tackle attempt. I thought it was fine. I mean, he wasn't going to stop Decker from getting a touchdown, so you just tried to take out the guy's legs. I think Sam Shields' tackle attempt yesterday was fine, but he has looked pathetic earlier this year. And there's been articles written about that. Cornerbacks coach Joe Witt is not happy about it. You know, nobody's happy about it. Sam Shields has addressed it in interviews. So, I mean, you just hope, you know, maybe now that it's become an issue, now that it's become public and he's being asked questions about it, you hope that maybe he improves. But, you know, it's certainly Sam Shields yesterday more than made up for it with that interception. You know, if there's, you know, the Packers defense, here's my 2 cents for the day in the Packers defense. They're giving up yards by the boatload, tons of yards. You know, are they the worst team against the pass in the NFL? If they aren't number one, they're number two. They're doing one thing really well, and it's taking away the football. Interceptions, fumbles, etc. You saw it yesterday. Sam Shields getting the interception. Charles Woodson getting the interception for a touchdown. Desmond Bishop forcing a fumble on a long pass play that it could have gone for a very long gainer. But they are forcing turnovers, and I mean, they're doing a very, very good job at that. As long as they keep doing that, they can afford to give up the yards. They can, as long as they keep winning the turnover battle, turnover differential. So, I mean, not that I want the Packers or want them to give up all these yards. It's just that they can afford to, as long as they keep getting turnovers, especially in the red zone, like that forced fumble by Desmond Bishop and the interception by Sam Shields, both coming in the red zone. Maybe the offense wasn't in the red zone, but the interception came there. So good job and kudos to them for that. I mean, keep that up if you're the Packers. Keep that up. That's one way to be a good defense. Even if they're giving up yards, gave up a lot of rushing yesterday. Surprisingly, they came in as the number one rushing defense in the NFL, and then gave up a 100-yard game to Willis McGahee, who is nothing special coming into the game, giving up 6.9 yards per carry. It was a little bit disconcerting, but again. Packers win 49-23. That says it all, right? There's only one statistic that really, really matters, and it's the win and loss column, right? Packers 4-0, and now 4 games into the season, heading into Week 5 next week against the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here on Railbird Central today. Thank you for Packers tight end Tom Crabtree for joining us. Apologize, no comments got through today on our live blog commenting system, but going with Twitter only today, no moderators, so I apologize for that. That's just the way it goes when it's a one-man show here. I can't host a show, moderate comments, and be the producer all at the same time. So hope everybody understands that. But thanks for joining us once again on Cheesehead TV. Have a great Monday, everyone. It's hard not to have a good Monday when you're a Wisconsin sports fan today, not only with the Packers, but with the Brewers and the Badgers as well. Enjoy it. Soak it up, folks. Now's the time to boast. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you later. Come back on Wednesday for the next episode of Railbird Central. See ya.